KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies. It's 42 degrees. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today, a high around 68. Winds out of the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts near 25. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. The National Weather Service says thunderstorms are likely across much of Iowa Wednesday into early Wednesday night. There will be a threat of severe weather with some of the storms, especially from late in the day through the evening. Large hail and damaging winds will be the primary threats, but there is a possibility of isolated tornadoes as well. The primary threat seems to have shifted further east, Des Moines and southeast and southern Iowa, but the risk of severe weather in the KJAN listening area on Wednesday cannot be ruled out. So now is a good time to review your severe weather plan and make sure to monitor the latest forecasts, updates leading up to Wednesday. Officials of the National Weather Service are reminding area listeners that the weather radio transmitter site at Hancock remains off the air due to ice and snow this past winter, and it's not known how long the repairs will take, but the transmitter will be repaired as quickly as possible. So if you have a weather radio, you will not be able to receive warnings for storms in Cass and Audubon counties and parts of other counties. Therefore, you should stay alert to other forms of changing weather by your cell phone, radio, or TV. Subscribe to your county's emergency alert notices through your emergency management agency for immediate weather and civil emergency bulletins. Elsewhere in the news, sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report 24-year-old Sean Cody Lee Anderson of Villisca was arrested at around 7:50 p.m. Sunday. Anderson was taken into custody in the 100 block of North 2nd Avenue in Villisca and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was charged with the possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. His bond was set at $1,000. A traffic stop just before 1 a.m. Sunday in Adams County resulted in the arrest of a Union County woman on drug charges. Kathy Maines of Creston was charged with the possession of drug paraphernalia and four counts of unlawful possession of prescription drugs after the canine Baxo was deployed during the investigation and alerted to the odor of narcotics. Deputies of the Taylor County Sheriff's Office assisted in the investigation. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports also that on April 11th, deputies assisted Jolene Most with a court order to gather personal property at a protected party's residence. During the course of the court order, Most was placed under arrest for harassment of the third degree. The following day, Most, who was still being held in the Adams County Jail, was additionally held on warrants for one count of harassment of the third degree and five counts of violation of a no-contact order. Well, GoServe Global in Eagle Grove is one of the groups helping with flood recovery, and they're looking for more volunteers to assist with that service. GoServe spokesman Dennis Anderson said they're now working in Hamburg.
Gutting and mucking out houses, which means we're carrying out contents that have been destroyed by the flood and then taking out carpet and some drywall, everything that needs to be taken out to prevent mold from growing.
Part of Hamburg is still underwater and will eventually be ready for recovery.
On the north end of town, we still have some work to do, but as the water recedes, there'll be more and more work to do. Unfortunately, we're probably looking at some of those houses potentially being a total loss, but there are other homes we will have to go in and, take out everything down to studs.
He says they've seen a wide variety of emotions as they work to help the flood victims.
Everybody is different, as we all know. Some people, they are really struggling with it at this point. And some of them don't even want to go back into their houses.
Other homeowners are on the opposite end of the scale.
They have a really good attitude about it. They understand it was a disaster, and there's nothing, they had no control over it, and so they're just rolling with it. So, and then everybody will process it differently, and so some of those people who are doing good now will, at a later date, probably really struggle with it.
You can volunteer by calling Dennis Anderson at 712-887-0862, or you can also donate at the GoServe website, the link to which is under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. In other news from over the weekend, the boil advisory in place for the city of Glenwood for nearly the past month was lifted following extensive work and testing to the treatment plant. The Iowa DNR, working with Glenwood city officials and Iowa Rural Water Association, have collected and analyzed water in the city's treatment system. Samples collected throughout the community and within all four schools indicate the water is safe to drink in Glenwood. The entire water treatment system has been flushed as well, lifting the release of the boil advisory for the city. Should be advised, though, that the boil water advisory remains in effect for the Glenwood Resource Center. The GRC will begin flushing its system today. The newly produced water will be traced through that system as well. Bacteria samples will be collected within the Glenwood Resource Center once it's confirmed that the water has turned over. When the samples indicate the water is safe, the boil advisory for the Glenwood Resource Center will be lifted as well. In our funeral announcements, Christopher Madsen, age 38, of Avoca, died Tuesday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Celebration of life services for Christopher Madsen will be today at 11 o'clock at the Paul E. Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Timothy Toole, age 60, of Shelby, died Saturday. A mass of Christian burial for Timothy Toole will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. Harold Haig, age 88, of Orient, died Thursday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Harold Haig will be held Tuesday at 10:30 at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Robert Brill, age 79, of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday. Graveside services for Robert Brill will be Tuesday at 3 o'clock at the West Cemetery in Panora. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. William Bill Hartranft, age 82, of Elkhorn, died Friday in Omaha. Funeral services for Bill Hartranft will be held on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has the arrangements. Roger Lauer, age 55, of Orient, died Friday. Celebration of life services for Roger Lauer will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Joanne Black, age 84, of Anita, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Cremation has taken place. There will be a private family graveside service for Joanne Black at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.